Late Season Lawn Care. We're visiting today with Doug Solda, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Doug, what should lawn owners be thinking about here as they go into late summer, early fall?
This is the most important time for making good progress on your lawn. Most people think spring is the time to go out and put the fertilizer down and get things looking good, but actually fall is the best time to do lawn care.
Doug, can you tell us why it's so important in the fall?
Fall is a time where there's not a lot of weeds germinating. You have these really nice, warm, sunny days, and the nighttime temperatures get really low. And that allows the plant to make a lot of sugar, make a lot of food, and start growing really rapidly and recovering from any damage that had happened during the year.
And Doug, what kinds of things should people do if they're going to care for their lawn this fall?
It's a really important time to start thinking about putting seed down. The optimum window for seeding is August 15th through September 15th. It's also the perfect time to think about fertilizing your lawn. Finally, it is also the best time for weed control. And the window for weed control extends up until about the first hard frost is about the time where we recommend that we do a lot of good broadleaf weed control.
And Doug, let's talk about seeds for just a minute. Are there certain varieties that you recommend?
There's not a perfect grass for every situation. We have a handful of grasses that work better or worse in some different spots. Kentucky bluegrass is probably the most common, most widely used grass. It's a grass that I really like. The issue with Kentucky bluegrass is it doesn't do well in shade, and it also takes 3 weeks to germinate from seed. For shady areas, we recommend fine fescue, and the fine fescues include grasses like creeping red fescue, chewings, fine fescue, and hard fescue. And my favorite of those three is chewings fescue. Very, very nice variety of the fine fescue.
Doug, what can you tell us about fertilizer for the fall season?
We like to have a soil test to determine our phosphorus and potassium needs. Often, there is no need for phosphorus in most situations, but you only know that for sure if you have a soil test. Same thing for potassium. So nitrogen is the main nutrient that we're interested in getting down. That's what creates the leaf growth that allows the grass to make more sugar and to fill in the bare spots and creep into the bare spots. Ideally, we'd put down a fertilizer with a mix of quick release and slow release. So look for that keyword, slow release nitrogen, on the bag. And ideally, it would have at least 30%, hopefully maybe closer to 50% slow release nitrogen, which will feed the plant through that fall season.
We've been visiting with Doug Solda, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.